Sure. Well, you know, as you know, Doug and I are business partners since 2005, right? That's when we started Men's and Molly's. And he opened up Sea Dogs, I think it was in 2003 or 4.
Yeah, I have the record at that.
I think it was 2003, yeah. Like kind of May-ish, wow. If I remember right.
13 years ago.
Yeah. So then we became business partners, and then that was up until 2014. And then that year, because of his health and stuff, he decided he wanted to leave Halifax.
Right.
So I took over the bar, and as I said, I work full time. Right. So, and as with any business in the entertainment industry, I mean, there a lot have left us. Right. I don't mean gay wise, but have left us. So, you know, to continue to make it viable, focused on trying to expand our space and make it available to more people.
Mm-hmm.
So hence why we have the Rainbow Room, the center stage. I don't know if you've been in here lately, but this room's different. Like, different isn't bigger.
It is bigger. How did you make it bigger?
Took out all the offices along the wall.
Oh, right. There were little rooms. There were little tiny rooms along there. Okay.
And then that storage room that was out back in the library.
Right.
We took out the wall there and made it
more
like an auditorium type stage.
Very cool. So what are your plans for that? Do you want people to be actually using it for stage? I mean, obviously,
people have been.
Obviously, you've got Gary Williams here as a fixture, and if you give him a stage, I would be very surprised if he didn't fill it. So he's
well, cosplay has been having dances in there on Saturday nights. We've had bands in there so far.
Stagettes for that first bachelor.
Yeah, we had a bachelor party in there.
I see you have people rehearsing in your front room here, so I assume that at some point they're going to do an event.
No, they're doing the main bar actually.
Okay, cool.
They're doing gender fun Saturday.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I noticed with the way Doug ran the bar was that I think he very much realized that to get people out, you had to continuously have this continuous stream of things that seemed like special events, things that were presented as special events. You guys kind of continuing that
idea?
Well,
we continue, but I think we do have special events.
Oh, yeah.
Like gender fuck, like there's actually value, and I think that's what's changed in sort of the bar business from my perspective, is that you have to have a reason. Like, people come because they want to come to your venue, but you also get more people because you have something for them to come for.
Right.
Like,
okay.
To specifically come up for a show.
Yeah.
You know, some people do stay behind, but a lot of people leave after the events nowadays because people have a lot of choice.
Yeah.
And even in our community, I mean, way back when we were all younger, yeah, couldn't go to a straight bar with a guy and do the things that you could do in a gay bar.
Uh-huh.
Whereas nowadays, you have choice,
right?
Or more choice. I'm not saying it's free and open
in Halifax,
but it's different, right?
Yeah.
So I think the model has to look different. So we've tried to become more of a community bar, whether it be in the North End, and cater to some of that clientele along with continuing to be catering to the LGBT.
Well, I don't think you can go wrong by helping out the arts organizations and arts groups to do presentations of music and drama. You know, that's in Halifax, that's been a winning formula.
And even when Daryl and I started, the process of not necessarily sticking purely to what we would think of as traditional gay venues, some people said to us, it's probably not going to work, meaning there wouldn't be a mix. And I mean, we've had heavy metal guys that have come to the kink party here, like stayed after pay and here partying with them.
You've had black rappers in here, and they've got to be like, they're as far right wing conservative as you get in the entertainment industry. And you have them. I was just mind boggled when I saw that event posting. That was it's wonderful. It really is.
This is how someone described a band that came up. I have your own text. So
this is coming from a customer.
This is coming from a.
His comment.
I don't. I mean. No, it's a she.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, someone involved in the food wolf business.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought, it's an interesting quote, I thought. She says, I love Men's Bar, not least for barkeep Daryl, but because it's probably the most welcoming and accepting bar in Halifax. This was written last week in the Coast, I think.
Sweet.
One night there was a sex party, an indie rock show, and a jazz band playing all at once, like a kinky, this is how she described it, like a kinky, fluorescent, colored utopia.
That's beautiful. That's
and then she went on to describe the particular bands that were playing.
And it's some ink for you that's going exactly to your target demographic. That's a fantastic, what a fantastic thing.
Yeah. And then what did that guy say that night?
Then we had another band member that after that night had sort of posted on Facebook. I should have kept that quote. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote it down.
Go back and get
can't
it.
Find it. I can't find it.
Contact him and ask him for another copy of it.
Yeah, I can't remember who it is. Anyways.
Oh, dear.
That the bar was like the place to be because you could go from room to room and there's an event in each room.
Okay,
so
perfect.
And how much fun it was.
And that fits, and the mixing that fits your model of what the space should, how the space should feel too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when Doug and I are in business, we usually had, if we had any issues, we still don't have security to this day. Mm-hmm. We have door people, we have people on the floor. Motto was come in, have fun, be respectful of each other, and don't destroy the place.
If you've got Robert on the machines mm-hmm. in the back, you don't need any other security.
Who?
Robert. Rob, the big black guy.
Oh, on the street, you mean?
Well, no, if you've got him, he's got the machines right now.
Oh, the machines, yeah. But I'm just saying, we still don't have security in our business.
That's fantastic.
And that's because I think that, you know, you are what you promote, and if you have a bunch of security guards standing around or security people like this,
it's just going to make it a harsher feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Doug's moving away, and so he sold Sea Dogs, the business, to two British guys, and that's all that I've ever heard them describe.
One was a British guy, and one was from here.
Okay.
So they were, I believe, partners.
Okay.
And they were going about their thing till September?
And I'd heard, I didn't wander in and see it, I'd heard they had severely renovated the place.
The front part.
Just the front part, okay.
Yeah. The remainder of what he had was the same. So they took out three additional rooms. So I think they took out room 1 and 2 and 15, which was in the back.
Yeah. Okay.
And they put in a bathroom and made the front space bigger.
Okay.
And made it more like a living room type venue.
Right, so that was the idea that people were going to sit around and lounge and watch TV and drink, presumably.
I don't know what their purpose was.
Yeah.
I just know that they kind of made it that way. Daryl, someone's smoking. Someone's smoking. I can smell cigarettes like someone's had a cigarette ring.
And how long do you think they were running it? Like just a couple months, right? I mean, it seemed like the blink of an eye.
April, May the 1st. Mm-hmm. And then they left roughly September the 21st. So May, June, July, August. So 4.5 months.
Oh, okay. 4.5 months.
Yeah. And then one day it was closed.
Presumably because the power was shut off or they didn't pay the power. But there's only a couple of reasons that you close a business, and that's either you can't get supplies or your power gets shut off or the city closes it. But you don't know.
Well, the city didn't close it. I know that much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a matter of tax bills. I mean, the power is being shut off or something like that. Or you can't make a payroll and your employees finally say, we're not coming in tomorrow. And you don't feel like running it yourself that day.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I didn't have a lot of interaction with
them.
Daryl and I found out that it was closed because customers were starting to come over here because of the association with Men's and Molly's, asking what had happened.
So how long did that happen before you decided that you were gonna act?
Well, like I said, I have a full-time job.
Days or weeks?
I'm responsible for this business. And after about 3 weeks... every day someone was at least one person was coming in, if not 5, 6, 7, 8
right.
Or more, and saying what happened. So it was in probably three and a half weeks later.
Okay.
I just did some investigation, found the landlord, and found out that he was wanting to rent the space again if he could.
And you must have also had the idea that there was a business case there.
Well, there was. I was in business with the owner for over here for
yeah,
10 years,
and so you knew from working with Doug that it was that the place could be made to make money.
Well, it's not that wasn't really the purpose of reopening it. It was to provide a community.
But you're not doing it for charity, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, the other guys left, so I suspected they went out of business.
Right, but they could have been. But it's entirely possible they were very bad businessmen, and you, Dave, are not.
Well, it is, but on the flip side too. It wasn't so much about making the money. It was because at a stage in my life, I frequent the place.
Okay,
and it did something for me as a man, and being able to socialize, network,
mm-hmm.
have a safe place to express yourself. So my kind of main goal, and I mean, Daryl knows this, I didn't really want to do it because I said, if I can't do it well, I don't want to do it. And my perspective was, when I thought about it, was I was kind of feeling guilty because I had, like I said, used that venue mm-hmm. for a number of years, and even another venue that used to be in Halifax.
The Apollo, before Apollo, that, of course, right? Yeah.
So I kind of thought, and I knew how to run the business because I used to look after it for Doug.
Right.
So when I found out it was for rent, I just said I would do it for a while and worked out a deal with the landlord, and it's been successful. But what my main goal was is I put it back to kind of the way I thought it worked well, and that was in the early years when Doug ran it.
Right. So what changes did what were those changes, Dave?
Three rules. Come in, have fun, be respectful of each other, and don't destroy the place.
That seems fairly straightforward.
Keep it simple.
And so are those rules that are posted, or are those things that people get told as they come in? Or
We have a sign saying, you know, we strive to maintain a clean environment.
Yeah.
Notify us if there's any deficiencies. The staff are...
What are you laughing about?
No, like David said, because... We're not there to judge anyone. What we want people to go and experience their thoughts, their feelings, whatever. Once they go through that door, we're not there to judge anyone. And all what our concerns are, like David said, respect staff, respect the space, and have a good time.
No, respect each other.
Yeah.
Not necessarily staff, per se, but just people in general. I just, you know, I guess where I come from, you know, gay bathhouses have been around for
hundreds of years, possibly.
Yeah. Even longer, right? In different forms. And I just think that it's a place to network, a place to socialize, promotes safety within our community, and allows people self-expression amongst adults. So it's going to happen, and I think people should have a safe space to do that.
Yeah, and that's safe in terms of
physical
harm, and safe in terms of safer sex and healthy sexual health. Yeah. So you made some kind of it sounds like your idea. You had ideas of the rules that you needed in place. Did you make any physical changes to the space after you took it over?
No, I actually put it back to pretty much the way it was.
So you put in. You said they'd taken out three rooms, so you put in...
No, I didn't put the rooms back in. I left it as is. So we didn't. Okay. We cleaned it up and got some things working and just reopened it. So I guess for me, Dan, what I found was that over the years... That space it kind of got confusing as to what it existed for, and I'm not saying what I believe it exists for. It's for the customers. So Daryl and I've been very careful as to who we allow to work there.
Right, I've noticed that, and you've had
and low key.
Just because I pop in and talk to people every now and then. I mean, obviously, I know most of the people that are working there, and they're people at the front desk anyway, and they're. And they are absolutely the most charming people in the city. They're wonderful people that you have out front.
Because it's a space for the customers that go in. So, you know, the staff are instructed to maintain confidentiality, maintain privacy, you know, leave them alone. Like, it's none of anybody's business what may go on behind the closed doors, right?
Right.
Between adults. So that's sort of the perspective. But
Do you have much turnover in staff, or are your staff fairly stable? It's what you'd expect.
We've had Jeff was working there for about 6 months. He left, and then everybody else has been the same since.
That sounds pretty stable.
So it's fairly stable.
It sounds. Getting back to the landlord, it sounds like the landlord was very happy to have someone take that space over and have you take the space over and continue to run it as the same business. That's great. At some point in the article, I should find out about the fee structure, because when people are reading something, they want to know how much things cost and what things are available.
Yeah.
If you have that printed, I'll just take it printed, or if you want to just tell me.
It's very simple.
Okay.
Sunday to Thursday, so Sunday at 8 a.m. till Thursday night at 11, it's $20 for a locker and $25 for a single room.
For
8 hours, okay.
Well, they're only going to stay 8 hours. Except for Sundays. And Friday and Saturday, it's 25 and 30. 25
per 8-hour segment?
Yes.
Okay. and other, there's no special rates for taking a locker. Because one of the things that used to happen is that people used to use this, use Sea Dogs as a little hotel. And they would say, look, this is a really cheap hotel. It's $60 for a Friday and Saturday night. That's a great deal. But no longer? It's at 8 hours of the segment?
No, that's... I just gave you the base rate.
A base rate?
No, okay. We're still having people that are coming in town. And okay. I was going to actually mention that. I have that on my list.
Sure.
About weekend accommodations for people that want to come in town.
Sure. Okay.
So, and there's rates. For a single room for overnight is about $40, $45.
Okay. Great deal. It's the same amount that I rent out my my Airbnb room for.
There you go.
And the weekends are working out well for you?
Yeah.
Reasonably.
Busiest time.
This time of year, yeah.
So far, I mean, but the weather's been better this year too.
Yeah, that's right.
Last year, during all that snow, I mean, it was. There was still people coming out on the weekend, but I mean, there was no parking, and everybody was hurting, right? Every business that had relied on street parking.
Every business, period.
But there's no deals in per se, as in like some of the structure that used to exist. And number one, just wanted to keep it. Simple, and number two, I mean, customers pay the bills, and those places aren't cheap to run as long even with the bar. I mean, that's why a lot of people are going out of business. Can't pay the bills.
Right. When Doug was running towards the end, he had something like a liquor license. He was able to sell beer, I know, and wine as well. Did he have wine?
Yeah. Anything bottled.
Anything bottled.
So like the pre-mixed.
Do you have the same thing now?
You know, we're offering free passes on the weekend to the bar.
Okay.
So you go over there, you usually don't pay cover. Some special events, that doesn't apply, but on most weekends. So some guys are coming over here having a few drinks.
Okay, so they wander back and forth.
Yeah, so we're at one time they didn't give in-and-out privileges on 8 hours. We have been doing it with the option to not do it, depending on the person. So.
Why wouldn't you do it?
So,
like, someone wanders in and out 20 times an hour kind of thing? Is that the thing you're worried about?
Well, no. I mean, it just depends.
Okay.
I just leave that open just in case
you
needed to, but I don't think we've really been restricting anybody.
Okay.
Because we have some regulars that come down, and we'll check in there and then come over here for a few drinks and go back.
Typically, sauna will have a selection of sex toys and lubricants. You guys also have a desk for that.
Yeah,
I haven't been in. I should go in and...
A small amount. The bylaws in this area are that you can't be more than 15% of your business in that kind of stuff.
That should be fairly easy to stay within that.
Well, unless you open big room or something.
But again, that works out fairly well for you. It's
an add-on.
Okay.
So, and... You know, where the other guys kind of took it over or left, I didn't do the liquor license.
Right.
Because number one, it costs money, regulation, and I didn't know how long we're going to be there, right?
I would also think that a liquor license must have a staffing cost associated with it, that there would be times when you would have to jump from having one person running the whole place to having two people run the whole place. No,
because they confine you, so you can only drink in one area, right?
Right.
It's not like you can take alcohol back.
Okay.
So they wanted to... The NSLC requires a defined space to drink in, right, with licenses, whether it be a bar or private club.
Okay, which you have. So it sounds like you're open to that idea at some
point. Down the road?
Down the road.
Oh, yeah, if I keep it open long term.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you?
Well, just because there's a lot of talk about, you know, bathhouses are on their way out.
That's... that people have been saying that for a very long time, though.
They have, but, you know, online, dating online, networking.
The Grindr and the Growler and
all that
stuff.
Growler. You know, I've traveled around North America. There have been some that have gone.
Yeah.
Like, I know in the States there's a few that used to be around. They're no longer around.
Yeah.
I went looking for one in Calgary. Couldn't find it. There was only one.
Yeah, there was a Steamworks in Calgary, I think, maybe.
No, it's cold. Remember, but I couldn't find it. There was a restaurant in the space where it was supposed to be.
Okay.
So, and that was just like a year ago.
Are you planning any special events at the summit?
Haven't really thought about it.
Okay. There used to be
a
women's group used to have.
I am lying.
Okay, what is it?
Once every month to two, there's been a co-ed night.
Okay.
So kind of a private event. So that's through the Nightshade group.
Oh, excellent.
That book's here.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, yeah. So, and does that, and that, it, and that's a partly an event that happens here and partly an event that happens there?
No, not Torpedo? Typically. It's been totally separate from Nightshade, but
okay.
That's been the customer base.
Okay.
And it's been kind of by an invite type system online.
Yeah. I think that's the way they do everything.
Yeah. And then we've also had...
for Pride, the Phoenix.
I know, but I can't remember what group
she-dogs.
It was.
She-dogs?
It wasn't really she... They didn't call themselves She-dogs.
Not this time.
Yeah, they. I think they went through a bunch of different naming things because it was slightly different groups of women.
Well, but we did have a women... There was a women's event this past Pride.
For Pride on Wednesday.
Okay.
It was this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that obviously went well. And
that went well.
They'll probably do that again.
Yeah, and...
They said this one that took place 2015 at Pride on a Wednesday, they said it was the biggest one in a couple of years with the Oak.
That's great.
For attendance, that is.
And then the mixed one, they're actually drawing a decent crowd. So I just didn't know what to expect.
Perfect. From that. Yeah. But those are going well, and if all plans to continue those?
As long as they want to go, sure. And we're doing those sort of on a Sunday evening after it's closed, at a 10 o'clock mark. Typically, we close at 11. But.
Okay, I'm almost running out of questions. Okay. Have you any trouble with the police or with the health authorities or inspectors or anything like that? No. Because that was a...
I mean, there's... because of the zoning here, you have to have a permit, right? So there's an occupancy permit for its purpose.
Right. And that's, you just pay that, and do you have inspectors, do you ever have inspectors coming around?
Originally when I opened, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was just part of issuing the license, issuing the permit?
Presumably. The occupancy permit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of it, and I just, Torpedo came from, because obviously the other business was a Sea Dogs was a registered name, right?
Yeah. So what's technically, what is the actual name? Torpedo or two torpedoes?
Torpedo. Sauna.
Torpedo.
Torpedo
sauna?
One torpedo. Yeah. Sauna and spa.
Okay. What do you want to say about the availability of poppers?
There isn't any.
Sorry?
There isn't any.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And
it's a controlled substance now in Canada.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It's against
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And you know, there's a website and everything of recording everybody in Canada, where they were made, and who was selling what.
And so is there anything else behind the counter for sale that you want to specifically mention?
It's mostly male-related, so there's been anywhere from underwear to cock rings to dildos to lubrication to condoms.
Could someone walk off the street and look at the stuff behind the counter and not pay admission? Or is that not part of the model?
That hasn't been what we've marketed.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, if someone showed up at the counter and wanted to know what we had, and then it's up to the individual's discretion that's working.
Okay.
For security and safety.
If anyone's interested to come and talk to me and David, because we are willing to do other events there.
Oh, okay.
Not saying 100% we're going to do them.
Yeah.
But we are open for other things in the community to take part in.
And actually, Hibernation had two events over there.
Yes.
What are they?
Hibernation's a group of what we would have thought of older, but our crowd of blue-collar, male, masculine theme. Like Doug and I originally started with men's.
I've never heard of such a thing.
They started, it was Dave Cousins and his partner, Nate, and... Ed Savage was involved at the very, very beginning, but it was, they had some events here too, and it was to raise funds for a true, like, sort of bear camping weekend, which never came to fruition this past year.
Mm.
So
they may have been planning to have it at the Mermaid and the Cow, which then is only sort of available.
Yeah.
Tell them if they want their events promoted. They know where to find me if you're talking to them. Given those names, I talk to Ed Savage all the time, so I can...
He's not involved in it. I don't know what happened after the first 6 months, but so it's Dave Cousins and Nate, and Dave knows Timmy oh my God, what's Timmy's drag name? You know, Timmy the old bird.
Well, you know, Timmy and I used to work at Rumors.
Gotcha, yeah.
Jenny Blake.
Jenny Blake.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's really good friends with her.
Okay.
And I think they're going to do some more. They might have another event coming up. They do have a page on Facebook, so it's Hibernation.
Okay.
And so they had a couple events there. They've had some here. And they've had, so it's like a kind of a bear group, right? The leather bear group that
sure.
have been kind of, do you know any of the guys, Daryl? You said they've been out in that group? That
oh, I'll, would know? I'll find out. Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, like, David Cousins.
Yeah.
They had a wrestling. Nate. They had a wrestling night here. I was away for that, right, Daryl?
Yeah.
That went over well.
They no, they had
Cock in a Box.
They do
for
Cock
fundraiser.
In
a
Box.
Okay.
So
they're literally with someone walking around the box on their crotch, and you can lift up the lid if you made a donation
from the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, they've gotten good groups out. So.
Yeah, and the I'm just trying to remember the fetish group. Has probably morphed into the group that's currently using your space. I don't remember its former name because my head's full of snot. But
Bessa,
it was
the House of Bessa or something.
That's right. That's right. Has
I can't comment on that because I don't belong to those groups. Nightshade was totally separate from that.
Oh, was it?
It was a different concept by another individual.
Oh, okay.
I know the House of Bessa lost their space that they were using.
Over in Dartmouth, yeah.
And they also were down on K
on
Street.
On Fern Lane, that's right.
Yep. K Street, or Fern Lane, yeah.
Yep.
So I think maybe some of those members have started coming to Nightshade.
Yeah.
Nightshade has had up to over 100 people at some of the parties.
That's fantastic.
So,
And they're having them here and over at Torpedo.
Yeah, those aren't Nightshade events over there,
specifically.
Per se,
okay.
But it's through that group.
Fantastic.
But Nightshade, yeah, they'll use this room and this room.
That must make you very happy to have a group like that coming in,
yeah.
and having fun here.
Well, we started with Chris about 2.5-3 years ago, and I used to get 20-30 people.
Right.
And I think the highest we've had is about 140.
I've been to a couple, and they're delightful people.
Yeah.
The energy is just fantastic. People are here to have fun, and it's not too serious, and it's boozy enough, I would hope, for you to make for it to be reasonably profitable for you, but not boozy enough that it becomes a problem. It seemed just to me, it seemed like the perfect event. I don't know how it seemed to you.
I mean, that's why it's still going on. I mean, you know, it's the same as cosplay. These are a lot of geeks and nerds that typically don't have a space to go and be themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of that's costume, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Nightshade's kind of form of that.
Yeah.
I mean, in our gay culture, we've had forms of that, whether it be leather or jeans, you know, all that stuff. So it's kind of a parts of the building on that theme of come out, be yourself, and feel safe.
The cosplay also allows the extremely shy people, or what you could diagnose as like Asperger's or spectrum or whatever, to be out and having fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's just amazing that has become an okay thing in the last, like in my lifetime. It's been an okay thing for people to be out and doing it.
Yeah, well, they have their own, like they're here on Saturday night, they have their own DJ in the center stage.
Fantastic.
And they have, so it's that's been building. So it's just sort of playing on that, you know, you can be different. And I did a lot of radio advertising last year from December to June.
Which stations?
Actually, the station that I used was Energy 103, which is no longer, it's now Country Station.
Okay.
And I did some advertising that was all about sort of being different and expressing yourself and feeling safe to do it. So
nice.
Between, you know, the shows that we put on, dancing, all the other different things, different venues. So. I just tried that, just like, you know, if you don't diversify now in business, I don't think people are going to survive. And that was part of the sort of diversification plan is to, we're a gay bar, but, you know, just if you want to be yourself, then come here. And there's space to do it.
Not only that, but I would think that you have to try things and see if they work. And if they work, you go ahead with them. And if you don't, you know, you kind of tail them off.
We've had a mix of, and we tried to become more of, and part of it, I think looking at where we live, like the demographics. So, you know, we don't have a great transportation system, public transportation system in Halifax. So we don't have a subway. We don't have, you know, buses can take a long time, but it's not prime time. So
if you live outside the downtown core and you stay at a bar beyond the last bus, you are fucked. You have a $30 cab ride.
At least.
Or no, with the bridge down, you have a $45 cab ride home if you live in goddamn Dartmouth. It's an outrage.
So you know, we tried to use the space also as part of this community, so this area of Halifax, whatever it might be. So
sure.
That's where the bands came from and,
yeah.
and stuff like that.
And so, I mean, Doug had very much had a strong sense of this being a little village, and it sounds like you've got the kind of idea, the same idea, that you know, we've got the Torpedo and the Coho and some very queer-friendly spaces.
Yeah.
As well as this, yeah. Very cool. I'm out of questions. What okay. What ideas do you have in your sheet here that we haven't touched on?
It's just sort of about the weekend accommodations for out of town people. If you could
okay.
mention something about that, because yeah. I know there's I still see on Facebook sometimes questions about, you know, can I stay overnight and things like that. So I think the space renders itself, you know, to gay men if they want to come to town. It's
sure.
It's reasonable. It's downtown. And
do you have a web page?
No.
You should. Are you still working with Chris O'Coyne at all?
No.
No? Yeah. I mean, Chris, again, has not exactly. This is Bell Let's Talk Day, so you might as well talk about mental illness. Chris also has, you know, this issue of only being functional half of the year, if he's lucky. Maybe a little bit more, maybe two thirds of the year.
Me and David have learned that about a lot of people in the last
yeah.
years.
You know, like I said, to you earlier, I originally opened it and I was probably skeptical from a business perspective because, you know, it makes you wonder, well, you know, Doug left, they took it over, they didn't last, so what's actually going on here?
Yeah, of course.
And so I worked out a deal with the landlord that was doable, and I just said to Daryl, we'll do it and see how it goes.
Okay.
So it's, but it has been
year and a half.
Almost.
What I will almost certainly do is also create a gay encyclopedia page for our Torpedo, mm-hmm. and I'll put the facts on it for that, because that's... So if you want, you can consider that to be a web page, because that's going to be there forever.
Okay. I have a little bit of a Facebook page where I posted some stuff. And,
okay.
what
I'll do is, before I go, I'll give you my card,
okay.
and I can include a link to that
page. You can give the hours of operation, Monday 5 to 9.
Keeping a domain for some web pages, unless you're willing to do it yourself, is actually fairly expensive.
It's not, I'll have to correct you because I do this for a living. It's not actually all that expensive. You can do it for $6 a year. You have to pay someone, like if something changes, you then have to, unless you are good at doing the web stuff, you have to pay someone to change it. And if that's Chris O'Coyne, you know, if you can get a hold of him, it's $15 to do the change. And if it's, you know, some web design company, they'll say, sure, we'll make that change for you for $400. So that's,
or,
any, that's
or somewhere in between, because I mean, the company that Doug and I used to use,
yeah.
It was fairly pricey when you started getting into
yeah.
changes.
Yeah.
And you know, like I said, I have a full time job. I have here,
yeah.
and
so
trying to
yeah.
maintain that place. So for me to do my own web page, no.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
that's
part
not,
of your hobby.
Not making excuses, but.
So if we've
yep, I covered it.
Hours of operation.
Let's redo the hours of operation. So Monday
right now it's 5 to 9.
Monday to Thursday, Friday 5 to 9.
No.
Just Monday only. It's
Monday.
5 to 9.
Oh, 5 to
Tuesday.
5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Tuesday.
Well, they had it closed on Mondays.
Gotcha.
And I didn't want to have it closed. I wanted to have people to have access if they wanted.
Okay.
It,
yeah.
Even if it was for a brief period. Tuesday to Thursday is 4 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Friday we open at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and we still open 24 hours until Sunday at 11.
Awesome. 4 to 11. So that's a 7-hour shift for someone?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, traditionally, the after
and
work...
we only close... one day a year, right?
Yeah, Christmas Day.
Closing
and
Christmas.
We only close Christmas Day once a year. Any other day, we are open.
Yeah, 64. I only close this Christmas Day because last year I actually sat over there and I think I had one person. myself, yeah. just to keep it open for the community.
And I don't know if you remember or not, but the Apollo used to actually do a big deal on Christmas Day. They would actually serve Christmas dinner at the Apollo with turkey in the works. And so the regulars who didn't have, it was there. Because, you know, as you detected, when Sea Dogs closed, there's people who have a very strong emotional connection to that space. For a bunch of very good reasons, and people had the same emotional connection to the Apollo, and there were, you know, there was a group of people, I guess, who didn't have we can guess that didn't have a home to go to, and the alternative would be sitting at home alone on Christmas Day, and so they said, no, we're gonna put out a turkey dinner for you. So that's good. So we got the hours there. And traditionally, the after work crowd has been a big part of Bath's business, and so that hopefully that's continuing.
Yeah, it continues.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I don't want to say the honey. I gotta work late at work today. Crowd, but I'm sure
whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's good.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll turn this. Kill this.
Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me in.